to do something in his memory for the Yahrzeit. Okay, so Tehillim Chav Beis. I spoke last night in Rabbi Govich's Suda. I always say whenever you daven with Rabbi Govicht on Purim, he always makes sure that after davening we say this kapitel Tehillim, Lamnatzeach Ayelos HaShachar Mizmor LeDavid. Now, what I wanted to show you is the Vilna Gaon. So let's take a look. What page is the building going on? Where the Maaser Rav of the building going? Oh, page 4. So this is the Sefer Maaser Rav. Rishna. Shir Shel Yom Lepurim Al Ayelas HaShachar. So first of all, what's interesting is that the Vilna Gaon, both Chanukah and Purim, and maybe other occasions, you see, we just do Shir Shayom Monday, Tuesday, whatever day of the week. But apparently the Vilna Gaon and those that preceded him, if it was a special occasion, that would trump the idea that it's a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. They wouldn't say the regular Shir Shayom for the Monday of the week, Tuesday of the week. They would say Shir Shayom for that specific occasion. So that's what he writes. So what's the Shir Shayom Lepurim? Is this kapitel Chav And that was the Vilna Gaon's Shir Shayom for Purim. What do you say? But not everyone agrees. So our minhag is that we don't even do that, right? The minhag of most shuls today is they do Shir Shel Yom. If yesterday was Sunday, then they'll do the Shir Shel Yom for Sunday, right? They're not going to do, but say, and then we like, then we'll maybe, you know. Today, people say kapitel, a lot of people are very into saying kapitel Tehillim after davening. So that's what we always would do. Rabbi Goldberg, whatever, we would just say our Yelis HaShachar as a kapitel Tehillim after davening. But that's not what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says that's the Shir Shel Yom. That's the Shir Shel Yom Shel Purim is our Yelis HaShachar. Now, let's take a look to see earlier sources on this topic. So, the Maseches Sofrim, the Perek Yud Ches. Look what he says. The Chanukah are Mimcha There's the Shir Shayom Chanukah is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, and Mimcha Hashem. And again, that's not our minhag. Our minhag is we say the regular day of the week, and then afterwards the shul say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. But that's not what the Maseches Sofrim says. That's the shir on Chanukah. And then what about Purim? Shigoyim LeDavid. So he doesn't say what the Vilna Gaon says. Maseches Sofrim says you say Tehillim Zion. Shigoyim LeDavid on page 6 and 7. Let's just take a look. In other words, Maseches Sofrim also agrees that you don't say Shir the Shir Shayom of Monday or Tuesday, etc. He says, you say a special kapitel that has to do with Purim. So The capital to Shachar that the Gemara says is talking about Esther. That Esther is just like the Shachar is the end. And the Gemara says in Yuma that I put in this basket, just like the Shachar is the end of the night, then it's dawn. So Esther is the end of the miracles. So the Gemara says, what about Hanukkah? So the Gemara says, yeah, well, Hanukkah was not in the canon. Hanukkah is not in Tanakh. So what's the capital that the Sefer Sofrim says, not Ayelas the Shachar from Beis, but Zayin, Shigoyim L'dovot, Asher Shar L'Hashem Al Divrei Chush Ben Yamini. If you want to see, Sudas Dov says, Chush Ben Yamini, Zeh Shol, Habab Ben Yamin. Hashem Elokai B'chol Chasisi, Ushayim Kol Odfai V'Hatzileini. And then it says on page 8, more Karavayach Perehu, Vaypol Bashachas Yifol. So, what does that mean? So, let's look at the Matsudas David. Bor kara b'zeh yifresh ha'bakur al shulfan v'yomer hinei habor asher kara. But there was a person dug a pit, right? Asher kara b'tchil chashav l'chafro al mi. There was originally his intent was to hurt someone else. In other words, he dug the pit. Mitchil chasham chafro al me on somebody else, as gimulo asher ba'atzmo yipol bo. But the same pit that he tried to hurt someone else is the pit that he fell in. So that's as they point out, is that similar to Haman, right? Because the same eitz that he wanted to hang Mordechai, he himself was hung. So you see, there's a remez to Purim in that pasuk. So that in the second sofer says that's the real Shir Shal Yom for Purim. And then the pasuk continues, Yoshiva Malo Baroshol, Valkod Kodol Chamasoy Yerei. That the toil that he wanted to try to hurt someone else is going to fall on him. So those psukim, as pointed out, are psukim that seem the sentiment of Purim of. Shushan Purim ice cream cone. So this is very interesting. So, and this is the Shir Shal Yom that the Pesach HaSofrim has, not the Ayelas HaShachar one. Even though the Vilna Gaon chose that one. I mean, is it that he had a different girsa in the Misechet Sofrim? And I don't know if Aaron Eichreich is celebrating Purim today, but I would ask him, Minhag Eretz Yisrael, they follow Minhag HaGra, so in Eretz Yisrael, is that what people say? I know we. Like Rabbi Goldberg always encourages the minyan to say that capital tefillah, but that's only after we say the regular Shir Shal Yom. I'd like to know, does any community just not say the Shir Shal Yom and say, I don't know, what would you say? Hayom Yom Purim? And not saying the Shir Shal Yom would just say that. I don't
know.
You'd have to make, yeah. Because as I, the gross impact in the world is interesting how Hashgacha had it. It was not in Vilna. That's the irony. The place where he was, where he lived, he spent his life, that's not where his impact was. His impact was in Eretz Yisrael, where his Talmidim were the original Olim, and what are you saying, Ferrari?
Pasa
Pasa Shulchan, right. That was a Talmud of the
Shulchan.
Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov, that Ferrari is referring to. Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov. He wrote in a sefer on the Inyan Eretz Yisrael. It was a Talmud of the Gra. And so Rav Harari, we started off with the Maaser Rav, with the Gron says Shir Shalom L'Purim Al Ayelas HaShachar, the Pidduchav Beis, because that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mashachar Sof Halayla Feser Sof Kol Hanisim. And then the next pasuk of Keili Keili Lama Zavtani, Chazal say that we're in Megillah in here, quoted here at the bottom of page 2, and says Vavam Beis, it says Amar of Levi came she Gia Esther the Beis Hatzlovim. She was in the in Ahasuerus's palace, and she got to the room where all the statues, the Getchkes, were there. So she distalka him in Shechina. So that the Shekhinah that was always hovering over her, was dispelled and it went away. Amra, Keili, Keili, Lama, Zatani. Shema, Tadano, Shogi, Kimezi, So, in other words, she lost the Shekhinah. So that's why she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keili, Keili, Lama, Zatani. So those two psukim are referring to the Gemara that they have to do with Purim. That Ayelas HaShachar's Purim and Keili Keili Lama Zavtani is was said also by Esther when she lost the Shekhinah when she was going into the area the palace that had all the tzlamim. Now, Rabotai, there is a third candidate for this. Three prabhas of who's going to be the Shir Shal Yom for Purim. Is it going to be Kapitel Zion? Is it going to be Kapitel Chav Beis? And now there's one more Kapitel, Rav Harari. This is one of the Kapitlach that are very often said when there's Milchama in Eretz Yisrael and when there's thing, is Kapitel Pei Gimel. Shir Mizmor. La'asaf, Elohim al dobilach al techrash val tishkot kel. So he says, Hashem, don't be quiet. And then it says, Gvul on page 11, Gvul va'amol va'amalek, leshes im yoshvei tzor. So this is referring to Amalek also. And then it says, a prosecutor is a say lahem ki midyan ki sisrachi yamin benachal kishon. So take revenge to them. Like Sisra shadishtu b'macha kishon b'mei dvaru v'arach. Okay. So now, where are these three opinions brought down? You take a look in the Levush here. On page 13. Let's look at the Levush. Let's see. So it says, in the page 13 on the left side, it's Siv Dalet, where the line begins with an Oz test, and it says, V'chakach. V'chakach omrim Seder Kedusha, Kaddish Sholem Aleinu, Kaddish Yosso. You don't say by myself, poor Yom Tzara elect. Look at the Eliyahu Rabbah at the bottom. It's interesting. The Eliyahu Rabbah is a Peirush on the Levush. It's interesting that a lot of people, they don't look up the Eliyahu Rabbahs, so they think it's a separate thing. No, it's and there is a separate printing of the Eliyahu Rabbah. But really want to see what the Eliyahu Rabbah is. We should get this version where you have the Levush and the Eliyahu Rabbah is on the bottom. And you know, the Levush was Mordechai Yaffa, right? Here, here's the Shar Blot here on page 12. Hashachibra got Mordechai Yaffa. So when we read the Megillah yesterday, all the Levush's Svarim are remnants to the, you know, Psukim by Mordechai. You know, Levush, Malchus or you know, all those things were a play on the things by Mordechai. So if you look at the Eliyahu Rabbah on the bottom of page 13, it says, Haino Asher Seder Kedusha Kosek Kolbo, Eino Mim Shimuz Mul Asaf. Vishomim Bukoma Mizmor Kaili Kaili. Vishyar Kessel, the Dolor Kessel Lomar Mizmor, she going on the David. So, Uvatoisis Megillah, Kessel Omro Mizmor Nasaf, Vishom Diesh Bra, Apollos Amalek. Vain Ogim Po Rag. So those are all the possibilities that he says that you could maybe say. But the Minhag HaGra is it would be interesting to see in Eretz Israel, are there shuls that just say this? And the Shir Shel Yom, you know, it's pointed out, the body points it out, others point it out. The fact that we say, Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, that's because of the Ramban, the Chumash, the Choras Yom Shabbos, the Kacho, that he says that the whole week you should be, you get a mitzvah of Zohar Yom Shabbos, the Kacho, by remembering Shabbos during the week. That's why it's brought down in the Sfarim, by the others that we say, Hey Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hey Yom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, etc. But that's really not part of the Shir Shel Yom. The Shir Shel Yom is just the Kapitel Tehillim. The fact that we have that introductory is to get, you know, some say is to get the Kiyum of the Ramban of remembering Shabbos during the week. You know, that's why Rabbi says, you know, it's not the minhag necessarily the minhag, but he says an interesting comment in his sefer. He says he doesn't think on Shabbos when you say Shir Shel Yom, you just say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. You should just say Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, because the whole idea is to become the Ramban. The Ramban is about remembering Shabbos during the week, because of course Sheshes Yom Yutavot, you know. So he thought that we sort of accept it as like this is the, you know, this is that line, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, It's just like icing on the cake, as some point out, to get, the Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Ramban, that you remember Shabbos during the week. But on Shabbos, it doesn't apply. So the Shir Shal Yom is Shir Yom Shabbos. But who says there's any Indian on Shabbos to say Yom Yom Shabbos Kodesh? I'm not here to try to change the minhag of, because the Sidurim have accepted that we say this introductory line, Yom Yom Rishon Shabbos, Yom Yom Sheni Shabbos, etc. But the Rabbi said it's really a separate thing, and therefore he writes in Tshuva, he doesn't think, again, I'm not here to tell you to change the minhag, but the minhag is to say Yom Yom Shabbos Kodesh, but he felt that that really is not the Iker Halacha. That's what he said. So that's why it could be on Purim. The Gra says it's just say the kapitel. It's not that the Shir Shel Yom really needs an introductory Hayom Yom, whatever. It's just that is the Shir Shel Yom. The Shir Shel Yom is saying the kapitel in the Ilum, not necessarily making an introductory remark, Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni Shabbos, etc.
Yeah, but it's still like a good reminder.
It's a good reminder. I mean, not saying that. I'd like to see, an early sitter. That would be a good thing, Shian, if we get an early sitter to see if they have that line of Hayom Rishon Shabbos. That would be fascinating. Fascinating idea. What do you say, Mordechai? You have an early sitter with you? Oh, Rav. Herschel was right there. We're talking about the Shir Shal Yom for Purim.
Oh, that's the Shir Shal Yom farm.
So the Vilna Gaon says the Shir Shal Yom of Purim is Kapitel Chav Beis. I'm going to say
Oh, wow.
because the verse says in Yuma, but
Correct.
just like the Shachar is the end of the night,
Correct.
so Esther is the end of
That's not the pasuk that we learned Mikra Megillah from.
and in that pasuk we have Mikra Megillah B'Layla, that pasuk also is also in that
Oh,
capital.
it is not going to talk. I didn't know
Yes,
they're trying to come back.
and the Gemara says in Megillah that when Esther was by Ahasuerus, and she passed the Beis HaTzlamim, I guess in the palace there was a room with all the Avodah Zaras, and then the Shechina left her, and she said, "Keili keili lama azavtani."
Wow.
That's what they were. So that's that capital also. That's Pasuk Beis. Keili keili. Pasuk Gimel is Elokai Akra Yomam V'lo Sana V'Layla V'lo Dubiyali. That's the that's that. But that's the Vilna Gaon. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So we said before, the Elia Rabba quotes there were three candidates for the position of Shir Shal Yom. It was the Hillel Chav Beis or the Hillel Zion, Shigoyim LeDavid, because that pasuk, the kapitel says about Bor Korav Vayichpareyu, it was the same pit that you dug, you yourself fell in. So that's Mamish like Haman.
So, well, there's
So
no
that,
Gemara about the Haman, about the pit, the mound of the pit.
yeah, so the Tehillim of Zion, that's what it says in Masechta Sofer. It
Sure.
doesn't say that where the Vilna Gaon says.
Interesting. What is this episode from Tehillim? What's the logic?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
You have the packet? Packet what's?
Packet three.
Packet three, the Purim packet. The Masechta Sofer says on page five, he says, Mechanica, our Mimcha Hashem, meaning Mechanica, the Shir Shel Yom is Mizmor Shir, Hanukkah Sabayis LeDavid, and Bepurim, Shigayon LeDavid. Not, Shigayon
Okay.
LeDavid. And then the Levush, the more the
Can I just take a look at the Lashon really quick?
B'Chanukah, that's still Zion.
Can you look at the Lashon before? I just want to see what the Lashon is before. Interesting.
Now, and then the third perspective was, we said Tehillim Peigim, which is one of the capitals that people say whenever there's some type of milchama. Precious. So as I said, the Gross thing became popular in Eretz Israel. The Gross Talmidim, basically, Kovea the Minhagim in Eretz Israel, like not putting on Tefillin and Chol Hamoed in Eretz Israel, or saying Hallel with a bracha of the Leil Seder in Eretz Israel, whatever the Gross.
I think there's a few communities in America following that.
Yeah, there are. Like we discussed, like Chaim Berlin, they follow Minhag HaGra. That's why we discussed the fact that at Chaim Berlin, they say Baruch Shabtarani with Shema Malchus.
Sitter from 14.
Oh, so Mordechai Shalom, where did Herschel go?
1500s.
Oh, yeah, let me see.
Sitter, are you?
Okay, so what we want to do, understand now is what they did. Oh,
So this is the
he has a sitter, Ari
sitter. And they play Hayom
Ksav Yad. Okay, so this is the discussion.
Yom.
This idea of Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, is that really Shir Shel Yom? Rav Abaye said he didn't think so. He said, I don't say that it was only, that was only to get the Ramban. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah to remember
Exactly.
Shabbos during the week. But it could be that that wasn't part, because what do they do? What did the Gross say you do in Purim? You say Hayom Yom Purim? Shabbat I doubt that. He probably just said maybe Shir Shel Yom, the way they used to do it was just saying that capital. That's why Rav Abadi says, Herschel, that on Shabbos, he doesn't think you should say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Because the whole idea of saying Hayom Yom is to mekayim the Ramban, that you're supposed to remember Shabbos during the week. But on Shabbos itself, there's no mitzvah. I mean, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And you're saying Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. So you're saying Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, so you must hear Shabbos. Okay, you have to say Shabbos on Shabbos. So you say Shabbos during the week, but you don't. But on the regular weekday Shir Shel Yom, it doesn't mention Shabbos. So we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So there's no point to say.
Continuation of the Hemshire, but that's what we say, that this is the shear that was said in the base of Mikdash.
Yeah.
Meaning there's two inyan here. There's the inyan of the Ramban, but there's also an inyan as a scar for what they did in the base of Mikdash.
Right, but
Is
who
that what
said?
they actually did in the base of Mikdash?
Yeah, but the
Is
question is like this: is it was the, I'm believing, and I want someone to help me, that probably in the original Nuschos of Tefillah, they never even said probably Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Hayom, because
interesting.
I want to know in the Vilna Gaon Shtib, his klois on Purim. Shin, I want to know what happened on Purim in the Vilna Gaon's. Did they just say, what did they say? Because it was the Vilna Gaon follows the Masechta Yesod, not he disagrees with him on what pasuk, but there was they didn't say Shir Shel Yom on a, if a Monday was Purim or whatever, Sunday was Purim, they didn't say the Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos and that, and then said that was the Shir Shel Yom. So how did they introduce it? Or maybe they were the concept of introducing. Maybe it didn't really exist then. Maybe that was a later thing even. So that's why I wanted to see is there any early? It was who, when was the first Seder HaGra printed? You know, was there any Seder that was printed without this introductory statement of Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos? Because then my question is, because on Purim, according to the Gra, that's the Shir Shel Yom. So was there an introductory statement on Purim, or it was never an introductory statement? So on Purim, you just said the thing they said on Purim. So
They have the
what's
Shalach
the
HaKadosh.
difference? What?
They have the Siddur of the Shalach HaKadosh.
Yeah, no.
Right? I don't know what it says. I mean, Dr. Judah had one.
Dr. Judah was a urologist in Toronto who was the son-in-law of Pinchas Hirschsprung, who I had schus to sit next to once at a wedding in Toronto.
Sure, he's a fascinating character.
Yes. He's since has passed away, but he was Rav Hirschsprung's son-in-law and he was a urologist. Right, Rav Harari?
Yes, and a sfarim, and an old sfarim collector. He showed me a Shalach HaKadosh, like from the first printing or something he
So
had.
let's see, Lou, we have Mordechai Scheinson here. Who,
Does I own originally?
yeah, you have the Shalosh Siddur?
I do not have the Shalosh Siddur.
Where? You have
I do not have the Shalosh Siddur. I have Siddur already. Yeah.
Arik Savya, but I want the Shalosh. So give me the
Does that
Shalosh Siddur.
not seem to be a copy of Hebrew books?
No, she, you don't have the Shalosh.
Kabbat,
What are they?
we don't have any
What?
special Haskara except for, if I remember, Ladavid by Elul. That's it. We
What
don't
is
have
it?
any special Tehillim, I mean, any special Tehillim that we say to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as a function of Tehillim, I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying to
Sure.
you? We don't say Asher Shalom for Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or Sukkot or I'm trying to think of other
So
dates.
this is my question. What did the Groz Klois of Purim,
Correct.
but they didn't say Yom Rishon Shabbos. It didn't matter what day of the week it was. This is the capital for Tehillim, no matter what day it falls out on. So what did they say? Hayom Yom Purim? Well, it could be that Hayom Yom was a later thing, and they never ever said it. And so in Purim, it was no different. So Purim, instead of saying the capital for Sunday, you say the capital for Purim. What are you going to say? Hayom Yom Purim, Shavuot, Yulavim, it sounds awkward. So I have a premonition that maybe they never said Hayom Yom in the early days.
Might be a question for Professor Schneer Lyman.
Yeah, it could be a perfect question for Shneur Lyman about. So that's why I'm trying to find the Siddur, early Siddur. Is there a printing of the earliest Gross Siddur? Like, well, the Gross Siddur, were they printed? But they probably weren't even printed in his lifetime. What
Matt.
are they? And I'd like to know which Siddur did the Gross have with what he did. What was the Siddur that he was holding in his hand when he was davening? And that's another thing I'd like to know.
The Mizmor La'asaf, Perek Pei Gimel, did that get much traction? Why I ask is that we know of the first two. The third one, also, it's a Perek. It's more like a Bakasha, whereas Purim is more of a fulfillment.
Yeah, it's a bakasha. That's why this is one of the things that when there's a Muhammad, they were saying Tehillim, like in
Yeah,
Karabiyat, we used
so
to read.
maybe I don't know if this is true. Did the first two options get more traction? And if they did, was that because the third one doesn't fit as readily as the first two?
Yeah. And it's interesting in the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 13, he quotes Tosis, the Po Prak.
Achaino again.
Po Prak.
So
So,
they said in Prague, they said Mizmor
yeah. Important. Because that was my Polis Amalek. I say Lehem can be, Yvulam. You hear that, Ferrari? Yeah, Ferrari?
Lasaf. Yeah.
In Prague, they did the Pei Gimel.
Wow. Well,
But,
that's a Yeshua.
I mean, you could say that during the week when
That's
they did the regular capital, they would say Hayom Yom, but just on the
I mean, Pei Gimel is on Eis Tzara. Right. You say Pei Gimel. And we're here celebrating the Yeshua.
Right.
It's kind of.
Yeah, but Arnie, that's what I was just saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's why, Rabbi Rory, I was thinking that the first two seem more appropriate.
It could be that the Shir Shel Yom just was a capital that was said after. That's what I'm questioning. Was there any time that the minhag was just to say the capital and not to say Hayom Yom? I think everybody writes, and others write, that the Yom Yom is key in the Ramban sheet, and that's why. Everybody thought that it's not necessary to say Hayom Yom on Shabbos, because the whole idea is that on Monday we don't mention Shabbos, so therefore we say Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos, because otherwise we wouldn't mention Shabbos. But on Shabbos we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Yeah. So that's what I'm wondering, whether this whole thing is a later thing of the Hayom Yom thing. And then it works out good with Purim, because then it comes out that Purim, you know, I'm not going to say Hayom Yom Purim Shabbo Hayu Lovi Bari Vizim. You just say the capital, and this Yom Yom thing is a later thing. So that's what So Mordechai said maybe you should look in the Mordechai. Were you born on Purim?
I was not born. Mordechai.
What?
My dad's bar mitzvah.
Your dad's bar mitzvah, not your bar mitzvah.
I was born in Elul.
You're born in Elul? Okay. And they've named you Mordechai because...
My father's grandfather.
Mm-hmm. One of my sons was born on a farm, but he wasn't named Mordechai. His name's... Rabbi Bobby told me that he was born on a farm. His name is Yitzchak. So I didn't ask him whether the Yitzchak had to do with the fact that he was born in Purim. You know, Simcha Tzchok. My son was born, so we named him after my great-grandfather, Avraham Goldstein. Then we added Simcha. Avraham Simcha was born. The Chasam Sofer had a daughter that he named Simcha.
Whoa, really? Wow.
Yeah, Chasam Sofer had a daughter that he named Simcha. It's interesting. But Simcha is a name the Rishonim used. I made a Simcha, you know, in the Bali Tysus.
Usually a boy's name.
Yeah, it's usually a boy's name. Simcha Zelig says, Mea Simcha, you know.
Simcha Wasserman.
Simcha Rania, Rabbi Chonah named his son Simcha as well. But Rav Harari, you hear what I'm saying? I want to know, maybe it didn't even exist in the old days. And I want to know whether the Gra, when he davened, did he, on Purim, what did he say? Just said that capital? In other words, maybe the whole idea of that introductory line never existed. And that was a later thing. And that's why they never said Hayom Yom. Okay, now that it became more, you know, I don't even know if they did it originally for the Ramban. You know, the Ramban sheet. It could be they just did it to make organization. But I you know.
What does Breuer's do?
I don't know. Breuer's probably, no. The Breuer's Sidurim has.
Probably hasn't.
I'd like to see if there's a Siddur that was printed without Hayom Yom. You know, from the. That's why I have a premonition. Based on all the things that I was saying now, that maybe this Hayom Yom thing was a later thing, and therefore it certainly the Gra didn't say it when it was Purim or Hanukkah. Mizmor Shir Yom. It's interesting, you know, the Gra is not into saying you don't say Mizmor Shir Chachnas Abayis Dovid according to the Gra every day by Pesukei Dezimra, right? But essentially, he makes up for it that a Hanukkah, that's the Shir Shel Yom every day. But I'm guessing that he didn't say a Yom Yom on Hanukkah or Purim. And therefore, I'm guessing that maybe the whole Hayom Yom Like Ravani said, you do it for the Ramban, but maybe that's like a later thing that a firm azach to let's cap around the shittas and Ramban. So I don't know. I don't have the shalosh sitter. If there's someone who has the Lubavitcher Rebbe was collected sidurim. That was a whole big thing with when his nephew took the log from the library. I think he took some sidur. That was very rare sidur.
There was a Haggadah that he took that he sold for $200,000-$300,000. I forget what the new Haggadah was. Special Haggadah.
Yeah. I was once on a plane with Matt Lewin, the lawyer.
Oh, that's funny.
So we were waiting for the plane, and he said, come sit with me. We sat on the plane together. It was going from New York to Washington. And he was the lawyer for the Chabad, for the court case about the Svarim. So he was schmoozing with me about the case and how we interrogated. Very interesting things. But that's my question. So that's why I want to see a sitter that's maybe Dr. Sarlin, he's listening on. Maybe he'll find a sitter for me. Right, Sheehan? I think Dr. Sarlin maybe can find a sitter for me that doesn't say Hayom Yom. Oh, I'm waiting to come Wednesday to the Shir, but he's going to have a Xerox page of a sitter that didn't say Hayom Yom for anything. So that's the okay. The next part of the Shia, maybe we'll stay tomorrow, is I wanted to discuss the next pasuk of Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, and why was this the supplication of Keli Keli? You know, Hashem has a lot of shapes. What was the significance of Keli Keli on Purim? When Esther came into the base, on page 2, it says, because I have a different packet about Chuchbol, but about why did she use that shame Hashem?
Kel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I have a mahalach.
Interesting.
I have a mahalach. But the Beis Soska has a mahalach, but I have a mahalach too. But it's going to take time. So, but today we went through the different three shittas, and it's interesting how, and I'd like to know in Eretz Yisrael, do people follow the Gra completely, that they leave out? So we have to wait for Rabbi Aaron Einstreich for tomorrow. He's celebrating Purim now, maybe still eating the Suda in Yerushalayim. And I'd like to know in other words, today, like Rav Goldberg, we do it. You know, I didn't daven Shacharis with Rav Goldberg this year, but in past years, when I did daven with him, he always, you know, make sure that we say the Kippidot Tehillim of the Matzech Aliyos HaShachar. But that's not just, but we're not doing that as the Shir Shal Yom, because we're saying the other Shir Shal Yom. In other words, you want to really say the Shir Shal Yom and follow what. Even Masechta Sofrim has a different capital, but he said, but that's the Shir Shal Yom. It's not like, you know, today, this idea that, you know, we have to say capital Tehillim after davening, you know, like Rabbi Rapp once said to me. It's interesting, like, we have Refrainim. So Refrainim is not good enough when there's a real Chorim. Then you have to say, you know, but that was a Refrainim. In other words, the whole concept of saying capital Tehillim was. I gave a shiur on Thanksgiving in Queens that she took me to about the idea of saying Tehillim. But it's interesting that, you know, how Tehillim morphed into, you know, an idea. Is Tehillim really supposed to be said after davening, or is it, you know, we have different parts of the Shemoneh Esrei that address every part of life, and. And that's what Rabbi Rapp was pointing out. Is it really necessary to say other things? If you know, when the person's sick, so then all of a sudden, like Rabbi Rapp was pointing out, Rifa'inu is not good enough. You know, so the, you know, again, I'm just raising the, I mean, Rabbi Rapp was raising that, it's not me, it's Rabbi Rapp was raising this issue, you know, etc.
Rabbi Danny Rapp.
Yes. But I still want somebody, maybe somebody who's listening to this year somewhere could find us a sitter. You know who would know this? Bera Levine.
Or I was going to say
is the librarian in 770.
Bera Levine, for sure.
So everyone is. When sometimes I have a chassid in 770, I go early and I stop off in the library to speak to the librarian. It's always good to speak to a librarian.
Massive tomahawk.
Right, he's a big tomahawk. I'm a librarian of 770. Okay, so I'm leaving that question to the oil.
You know what's interesting, just on the whole opinion of saying a special shear of the day, it's neither a fulfillment of the Ramban, of Zohar, Shabbos, like I'll show you, and it's also not the shear that they sang in the Beis HaMikdash, I would assume. Is that true, what I'm saying?
For which?
For, let's say, Ladovit, Hashem Uri B'Yishi.
Yeah, but that's not that's a separate thing. That's we do that during El or whatever. But I know Rav Abadi writes in a sefer this idea that it's for the Ramban, and therefore he says that on Shabbos it's really not necessary. But Shabbos, we're mentioning Shabbos, you know. But that's a fascinating idea of that line, you know, to shtel vech on that line of Hayom Yom. What's this? What do they have? Chabad has this Hayom Yom.
That's Piskamen and sayings from the
Friedrich Rebbe. Okay, Rebosa, to be continued, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. It's good to see everybody. We should have a meaningful Shushan Purim. And Bez Hashem, and tomorrow is Tuesday, so regular.